the God, your source, that God might understand your frailties, and was willing to make the sacrifice. This man was developed enough, he could have simply dissolved and removed himself to the other dimension. He did it often, even while he walked your place as man. There are ones on your place now who have the same talent.
Wait a minute, what's this again?
There are ones, men on your place, who literally can, what would you call it, atomize, dissolve. It appears to be magic. Become invisible. It's a disintegration and a reassembling. There are men that can do it. There are men that can levitate. The Christ was of another dimension, but he was experiencing as man. And he could very well have just flipped off that cross in bodily form, in front of everybody, but it would not have made the impact.
Oh, that's right. He would not have had the blood sacrifice completed.
So it was a beginning and an end of a physical existence. Today they might put him on an electric chair. It was then the worst kind of pain and misery to be crucified.
Yeah, but it wasn't. But the point was that it was not just to kill him, it was to sacrifice him. That was God's choice.
God sacrificed and man killed.
That's right. God had to ensure that his son was a sacrifice. Because that was his criteria. Now we
get into the question of, well, why? You know, why? Those are things we'll have to wait and find out. I'm going to have to excuse myself again.
Well, I think that probably and I've been we should talking. Bring this up or to or end or what. May as well just put her in bed. Her tongue has taken over. I really enjoy this. These are subjects that all of you want question.
Yeah.
Over and over and over, coming into some integration of what you've been taught and read and feel is true. There's no discrepancy in the written word that is truth in that book and inspired by the Holy Deity and what's in your heart. But most men do not think carefully, and so they accept everything, as I believe you call it, the gospel truth. And some will even go and build their own Bible.
Were you privy to pain when you had a couple of years ago trying to deal with this same thing?
Well, I could look back there and I could see.
Why would you some help?
All of you have. There's not one of you.
Deal with some of the aspects of what the Bible says.
Well, and every now and then you still get a twinge like you might get zapped with electricity.
I really went through it.
A vengeful father. The father is just, always.
No, I can see that. Then.
And if it requires discipline, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And why is there good and bad? Because it brings balance. How would you know the good if you did not have something to measure it against?
I've often thought that's why the Lord let the Satans endure.
Yes. The rebel ray of the Father is still the Son of the Father. That does not mean you have to do and emulate those negative aspects. Because those two are aspects of your own energy And that is the battle of the universe. Which aspect of your own beingness will win? Will it be corruption, greed, murder? If you believe in those things, you won't even perceive them as bad. I perceive them as evil. I don't judge good or bad. But unless you take the route of the Christ, you will not go home to Father God. You will be put somewhere else until you learn the way. And that is through the Christ energy, not the rebel ray that you would call of the devil element. Most monsters and boogeymen, man dreams of himself. But you will have ones telling you there is no light and no dark as such. That is a lie. There is a dark brotherhood. And if you want to consider the rebel ray called devil, go ahead and do it.
Well, that's the dark brotherhood or the demons of the devil. That's the way I...
And they possess. When you talk about demon possession, believe it.
That's right.
It's true.
Absolutely.
You don't want to invoke them unless you want trouble.
That's right. But there's one point to bring up, and that is Christ is all-powerful. Any demons are around, you bring up the name of Christ. It may not happen all at once, but you read the Bible, and whenever the demons knew who Christ was, and whenever he was around, they were ready to depart or get out of there.
The Christ stands at the door of this group, and he stands strong. And that's why you are the group. Without all the fiddling nonsense of Big Show, you believe in the Christ and the God.
That's right.
And you don't have to be in a church building. You want to be with your brothers for the social interaction of ones who believe as you do. That's camaraderie. That keeps you thoughtful.
Well, that's the
But it does not make the difference.
That's the congregation. No matter where you are, you don't have to be in a church to be a congregation. To be a body of believers. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir. And many ones are lost to the church club. They go for the being seen or for the social activities. These are fine. It's just not going to get them back to God.
That's right.
Unless they go by the route of the Christ.
This fellow John MacArthur, who I like to hear on the radio in the mornings, he's finally written a book on the subject, The Bible According to Jesus.
How interesting.
Beautiful.
How different.
Beautiful book. But the most interesting concept is, he's the one that made it apparent to me that there are many people in churches, and they're serious in the churches in the sense that they attend and they like their brothers and sisters in the church. But they went through the process of simply accepting the fact that they were Christians. Might have even been baptized. I don't know, whatever their process was. See, baptism is not an essential. It's a nice thing to do because it commemorates the aspect of Christ being killed and going into the earth and rising again.
Yes, and the cleansing.
But it is not necessary, at least on my understanding, to make you a Christian. But it's a wonderful thing to do to confirm it, let's put it that way. But the point is that
I
lost my point.
Well, you're talking about congregations and being a Christian,
yes,
wherever you are.
Yes, thank you, as a result of this book, thank you. And that is that many who think they are simply the sit-in-the-pew types, and maybe they claim the Christ as Savior, but they never really got into it, and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit within were never evident. And MacArthur says those dear people are not Christians, and they're going to find it very difficult as time goes on.
Fence sitters.
That's right. But that doesn't mean you have to be singing in the choir or you have to be an elder or anything like that. It means you have to have within the realization that Christ is now within me, and I have responsibilities from the point of view of how I conduct myself, how I think, all the things you're talking about, how I think and believe. And, boy, this book is kind of... the thing that shakes me up is that there are apparently a lot of modern pastors who say that this is not necessary, of all things.
Yeah, I believe you're right there.
What's that, dear?
I think you're right there. There's a lot of the modern pastors that don't.
No, they don't. They don't.
They try to hold on to the congregation, but they're not thinking correctly.
That's right. They're trying to be entertaining, as it were, rather than instructive.
I told John during the war, we were going to a church party one night, my sister and I together. Those men.
Oh,
that's right. Anyway, we went to church one night, and my husband and my sister's husband were both in the service. And I hadn't taken anything in my purse, thought anything about it, except I left everything out and a little money in case we needed it going home. And what did I leave in there? Sugar stamps, so canning sugar stamps. And you know, most of those disappeared at this church party. And I thought, well, now that's something. Amen.
Rationing stamps.
Yeah. Rationing stamps. Canning, rationing stamps. Yeah. Sugar stamps.
Yeah. You know, when you go to a church party and someone...
Somebody stole my stamps. Lord, I want you to put your finger on that fellow.
No, I just thought that is just the limit.
I agree. No. We have some funny things. We, I may be diverting a little bit, but we had a church. My church broke up. Practically split up about a year and a half ago. And that's a very sad thing. And it was on such, you might say, murmurings rather than realities. And happily it's all been, we've got a new pastor, and he's a very wonderful, loving, very solid, fundamental Christian. But I'll tell you, they had so many old-timers leave, they finally elected me as an elder. And did I learn? Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, I've also learned that fractures in churches, Christian churches, are very prevalent. They're almost, it happens almost once to every church sometime, which amazed me, but that's what happens.
Could they learn without a lesson?
Could they do what, sir?
Could they learn without a lesson?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
No one gives them the lesson. Yeah. They can learn.
It's that old business of what we all know, this old business of suffering and trials. This dear lady that's coming to visit me at Christmas made the comment in a recent letter about her dear husband. They were very close to one another, obviously, and he went through a cancer period where she was with him during a slow cancer death, which must be excruciating. But by the same token, you can't see that there isn't a little preparation for the final tragedy. But she made the statement, now she's a Catholic, and I don't know how much depth in Bible study she really has, because I understand there's some limitations that the Catholics have in that regard. But she was saying, you know, I really wondered why he had to have cancer and all this kind of thing, and made me realize that the tragedies that occur in our lives where we lose dear people are part of the Lord's plan for them and for us.
Yes. And absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's not something that, and as you commented here earlier, God's plan for us is His plan. And nobody said life is fair. But if we remember that in the long run, that plan is the best thing that can ever happen for us, and for many of us, for reasons we may never know on this earth. We may have to wait till we get to heaven to find out. But in the case of her husband, I'm sure she can see, and so can I. If he's been suffering from cancer that long, isn't it rather a happier thing to think of him being free of all that, to be in heaven instead of suffering on earth like that? That's the way I feel about my dear wife, who fell to the ground and would have had been a vegetable if she had come through. Anyhow, that's...
There's more than that.
Yes.
Man has fallen into thinking of death as final, terrifying...
Absolutely.
And you grieve because of yourself.
Absolutely.
If you are, quote, a Christian, and I mean it in its fullest sense, that is glory.
That's absolutely right.
That is a passing into glory. And it beats anything you've got going here.
And we have to remember that in God's sight, our time on earth, or the life of the earth, really, is a snap of the fingers compared to eternity.
True.
Those are the things we have to remember. And with that in mind, you know, we live the best life we can. We live the life He'll give us. We do the things that He will permit us to do. We know that we're sinners unconsciously. That's the way it is. That's the game. But from the point of view of what she just said, it's to be a child of God. That's the glory.
And the learning. Mm-hmm. This is a learning school.
Absolutely.
Go on in your growth through the higher dimensions of the heavens.
Absolutely.
We have got to go home, you guys.
I only want one more thing before you go. And
all
I
right.
want to refer back to human versus being mentioned. I don't remember just what you said, but the inference being that the Bible does not speak of other man in other places. You have to recall that this was written for man of this place. I only have one suggestion that you think about, and we won't even talk about it, because I always like the last word. Think in your mind about Ezekiel's wheel, the burning bush, and the pillar by day, where whatever it was, the cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night. And where do you think they came from?
Flying saucers.
Salute. Hallelujah, brother.
Salute.
The Star of Bethlehem.
That's right.
Overseers of our lives.
Absolutely.
All we have to do, brothers, is just be open. God will give you what you need in insight, in knowledge, compassion, and comfort. There is unlimited without any strings attached. His love for you.
One of the things I would express it this way, and you've heard it often. Without the protection of our Lord, we Christians would find this a very unhappy place.
Yes.
John, that one there. On that. That's the one with the rollers.
Okay. Oberly, perhaps you would like to get some pizza or something.
All right.
we'll talk about
and
it.
And then they, well, then they would not need to go. I'm going to go.
What's?
We're going to go.
It's been too long.
It's been a long day, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
And good salute.
Well, I'm not going to make her cook.
I know you're not. She's going to go to bed.
Is she going to eat something?
She's going to try to talk and have not have any voice.
You're done.
Oh, I love you, Mom. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your explanations.
You. And we shall...
Very interesting.
I know. We shall see you soon.
Mm. It is so delightful. So delightful to see my family coming. Salud, precious one.
Do you believe in Christian healing?
Of course. She does.
Have you had some of these experiences of Christian healing?
Well, John has worked on
that. I used to do a lot of
that. John has done a lot of that, but he can't say...
Can't do it on her, though.
Can't do it with his own wife.
Well, we know that it's the Lord's will and not ours.
Yeah.
But may I pray for you now?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hold you. Dear precious Lord, we ask that you come and, if you will, place your healing hands on this dear lady, and that you will heal her from her arthritic condition. We ask this in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, and by the power of his blood on the cross, Lord. We ask this in your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Aho.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Lord.
So be it.
As we say again, it's only as God wills.
That's right.
We don't say that this is going to happen. We say if he wants it, that's it. That's the way it'll be.
Thank you for doing it.
No.
I'll let you carry that now.
Glad that we can think of it. I have this privilege as an elder, dear. James chapter 5.
Well, every now and then I pull things like that. I'm
an
elder, too.
So good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. We'll be in contact.
All right, you betcha.
Yeah.
So nice to see you.
We got a lot of work to do.
Are you the Lord, too, sir?
Works with us, too.
It's been a very nice meeting.
Nice
to see
you
again.
Nice indeed. Hope I didn't... hope. Good night.
Good night.
Salud.
Salud.
Don't forget to turn the light up.